Welcome back to the AI Chronicles, where we trace the journey of artificial intelligence from its earliest sparks to its most mind-bending frontiers. I am Chukwunonsu Modi, and today we're stepping into one of the most important and possibly unsettling conversations in AI ethics. Now, AI isn't just code and circuits anymore. It's in our courts, our hospitals, our hiring processes, even our dating apps, yes. The question isn't, can we build it? It's, should we? Let's talk facial recognition. In 2019, a man in Detroit was wrongfully arrested because an AI system misidentified him. The system, trained on flawed data, could not accurately recognize people of color. His crime? Looking like someone else in a blurry security video. And then there's algorithmic bias in hiring. Some AI systems fed resumes mostly from men, started filtering out women for technical roles. Why? Because the system learned the bias that was already baked into the data. AI reflects us, our brilliance, our laziness, our biases. But most importantly, it also amplifies us. And that's where the danger lies. We've also got the issue of deepfakes, that is, AI-generated videos that can put words in someone's mouth literally. Imagine seeing a world leader declare war and finding out later it was never real. The line between truth and fiction is blurring, and that's a problem for democracy, for trust, and even personal relationships. But here's the thing. AI itself isn't evil. It's not a villain with glowing red eyes. It's a mirror, and it reflects the values, the data, and intentions of the people who build it. That's why conversations around ethical AI are growing louder. We honestly need transparency. We need diverse voices at the table. We most importantly need laws that can keep up with machines that learn faster than humans ever will. Some countries are starting to act, actually. Like the European Union's AI Act is setting strict guidelines around how AI can be used in sensitive areas like policing and healthcare. But the rest of the world? Sadly, they're still catching up. So what's the takeaway here? AI has the power to shape our society for better or worse, just like a marriage vow. Whether it becomes a force for justice or injustice, for equity or exclusion, it largely depends on the choices we make right now. And if we don't ask the hard questions today, we might not like the answers tomorrow. And that's a wrap on this episode. I am Chukwunonsu Modi. Do not forget to follow and subscribe at Africa Business Radio on YouTube. Until then, stay aware, stay curious, and of course, stay human.